Marco Shoko, a resident of the town of Chirezi in Mashingo Province, has petitioned Parliament to democratize part of the constitution that allows political parties to recall members from Parliament. He says the recalls, coming a month after Zimbabweans exercised their right to select representatives, are shocking and leave him with fear, hence his decision to petition Parliament.
As a citizen of Zimbabwe and also as a voter, voted on 23 August 2023, I am afraid that the MP I voted, and the councillors also voted on the day, might be recalled by a handful of political decision makers without my consent.
Shoko says he prays for Parliament
To examine the impact of Section 129(1)(k), which has been abused by both the ruling party and the opposition political parties. This has been used to deal with their internal squabbles, which is not favorable to the voters or even the democracy of Zimbabwe. Representative democracy is not being respected.
Speaker of Parliament Jacob Mudenda could not be reached to comment on the petition sent to him to reverse the recall. Political analyst Chenesani Ndungagwa told VOA Africa that the recalls undermine the will of the voters.
There was just supposed to be a process of verification with the CCC. The voters decided whether they voted on a party ticket or not. They are the beginning of the end. So my thinking is that voters will never say in the recalling of parliamentarians.
Chabango says he does not see any wrong with his action.
You remember the constitution is the people's constitution. People went out. So these were the views that came from the people. Nobody imposed the national constitution to the people. So I see nothing wrong.
The CCC has approached the courts to challenge the recalls. In the application, the party claimed Speaker of the National Assembly, Jacob Mudenda, misrepresented himself by acting on the strength of Chabangu's letter when the latter was not a bona fide party member nor executive. They say he is not authorized to act on behalf of the party and that his activities are an act of criminality. The party wants the court to reverse the recall decision. The opposition party also accuses Mudenda of being partisan after he ignored a letter by the leader of the CCC, Nelson Chamisa, disowning Chabangu and explaining how the party operates. Chamisa says the party has no position called Secretary General. President Emmerson Mnangagwa, he has however proclaimed December 9 as the date for by-elections in the 9 of the 15 constituencies. Reporting for VOA Africa, this is Rutendo Mawere in Harare.